With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Trump-appointed judge says the president cannot use a wartime law to deport Venezuelans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The federal judge ruled that the Trump administration exceeded the scope of an 18th century wartime law in using it to deport some Venezuelan migrants, and he's barring the administration from using it. Judge Fernando Rodriguez, who was appointed by the president in his first term, said using the Alien Enemies Act to detain and deport Venezuelan gang members was illegal because the gang's presence in the U.S. was not an invasion. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There were dimes everywhere on a Texas road this week.
Millions of coins spilled onto a Texas highway after a tractor trailer hauling $800,000 in dimes rolled over in an accident early Tuesday morning after veering off the road and overcorrecting. The spill closed a portion of the southbound lanes of U.S. 287 as workers had to get on their hands and knees to pick up the coins. They also used brooms, shovels, and large industrial vacuums to pick up the tiny currency. The tractor trailer appears to be part of a fleet of trucks operated by a company that moves cargo for the government in armored vehicles with armed personnel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
California's population has increased for the second year in a row. The rise comes after a string of declines in the nation's most populous state during the coronavirus pandemic. The population rose an estimated 1% in 2024 compared to the previous year. The state is now home to just over 39.5 million people. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points, the Nasdaq rose 264, the S&P 500 advanced 35. This is SRN News. We've highlighted the work of Dr. Ingrid Skop, Director of Medical Affairs at the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. Today she outlines how decades of widespread abortion access has negatively impacted American culture.
50 years of wide-open abortion under the Roe era, did that help women? No, their happiness scores have gone down, depression and anxiety have gone up, the family has exploded, so many more moms raising their children alone in poverty, fatherless children. All of that is the legacy of offering abortion as a solution to women's complex problems.
Dr. Skop adds the Charlotte Lozier Institute bolsters the pro-life movement in America with scientific medical research and is leading efforts to warn women about the dangers of readily available chemical abortion. More information is available at LozierInstitute.org. This is SRN News. Those golden arches have lost some of their luster.
McDonald's store traffic fell unexpectedly in the first quarter. The burger giant says same-store sales, or sales at locations open at least a year, fell 1% globally in the January through March period. Wall Street had been banking on an increase of nearly 2%. The trouble especially acute in the U.S., where same-store sales were down 3.6%. It was their worst performance since 2020. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth. It's too early to know where the half-ton mass of metal might come down or how much of it will survive re-entry. A Dutch scientist predicts the craft will re-enter around May 10th. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.